Go ahead and call the 2018 budget workshop December 5th at the order at 7 o'clock for the city of Hamburg. It's more of an informal thing.
Yeah, I think we've kind of ironed everything out on the wish list. So where we were sitting last meeting, we proposed a 9.51% increase. I've done some things with a few numbers, and I'll keep it up here too, but as you can see the highlighted area there, if we take $10,000 from our reserves, we have about $100,000 sitting in our city equipment fund. You know, to help aid in reducing the tax burden, we could move $10,000 from our equipment replacement fund into the general fund to pay for the new lawnmower. That way, eliminating a $10,000 expense. We could also look at one of the other things on the wish list I was looking at we could do is, we've talked about, you know, replacing LED lighting. We have about $8,000 in the budget. We could reduce that by $5,500 by just doing the memorial lighting. I feel that's probably what takes the most juice. That's where we're going to get our payback. Like the hall park, that it's not on every day like the memorial. So what I would propose, each year we do something. That way we can reduce the tax burden there by another $5,500. So I have this built into this 5.14%. The other thing I looked at we could eliminate is, we added another $2,000 to transfers out to the replacement fund, to our savings fund. We're already putting $5,000 a year away. And we talked about adding another $2,000 for a lawnmower. Well, we could eliminate it. We're putting $5,000 a year in there, and that fund's already at, you know, like I said, about $100,000. We take 10, 90, 5 each year. You're right back to 100, you know, with this year, next year. So right there, that's a savings of about 17.5, getting that down to a more manageable increase of 5.14%. The other things I kind of wanted to go over and discuss tonight, like in the general fund, where we're sitting right now, we had proposed, you know, of having a net loss for this year of 8,066. We're going to be at, you know, around that $1,500 mark of a net loss. And there we were just using surpluses. As I've talked before, we have a surplus of about, right there, $80,200 roughly. That them are monies we need to transfer out of the general fund. Because basically with a cash flow, we don't want to be carrying any more than 35 to a 50% cash flow. So basically a 6 month cash flow is what we want to be carrying in that fund, which should be about, as you see here, 278. So my suggestion with that $80,000, and it's up to council, but my suggestion would be to take that money, the end of this year, we would approve to transfer that money out into basically the city equipment maintenance fund here, which kind of is a breakdown of a number of things. And I'll get over to, all right, so what we would look at doing is then taking this and moving this into, you know, we can take that and move that into streets. That way that money is dedicated for future street improvements. When we have Brad Street and Jacob, them are going to be two big buck milling overlays. So we need to start taking monies and setting it aside. I apologize for jumping around here, but you know, in here, like I said, here you can see the equipment maintenance fund. We're going to be at about 104.3. So we can take 10 out of there, transfer that. We'll be at 94. Then end of next year, we'll still be at that 99. So it won't be much movement there. Plus, that helps the tax base. That's the reason why we have these reserves also, is to help us keep our taxes low and to be able to, when we need something, we can purchase it outright. So the other thing I wanted to go over, like in the general fund here, So what I have in there, like I said, with that, we're running about a net loss of 1,500. That doesn't include the transfers that we had budgeted in 2017. As you can see here, I added an estimate actual just to kind of figure out what we're going to have for income, what our guesstimate, I always like to say, because you never know, hopefully nothing happens from now and end of December. But if we stay on pace, like I said, we have about a $1,500 net loss where we had projected an $8,000 net loss. But as you can see with the actuals, with that 15, we're not including this 43,663 in transfers. And what those transfers were for was for the painting of the hall. We had $6,663 in our hall renovations fund yet that we're going to transfer in there, you know, for, you know, all the roofing repairs and the painting and all that. And then we had another $37,000 that we also were chipping in to cover, you know, some roofing repairs in the community center, which I said this week. So what we found is that it's that seal there that's leaking. So for one of the, one of the vent pipes, yes. So you know, there obviously there are savings versus where we were looking at redoing the whole roof. I mean, there was a great debate there. One said, just do a couple fix. Oh, do the whole roof. Conclusion I think we came to is we don't need to replace the whole roof. I mean, now we'll reevaluate that if, you know, come spring we start having some more issues. But so my suggestion with this 43 here is, it's just a matter of moving monies around here. I mean, it's definitely going to be allocated for things. I mean, it's not like we're, you know, just shifting money to make things look good. There's a reason for it. And the reason for that would be this 43,000. We're going to need that for street improvements for next year. I met with our engineer, you know, to mill and overlay railroad in Sheely, we're looking at about $56,000. You know, that was based on 25 bucks a square foot. When Miller's did Central, they were at 24. So I'm trying to give a little lean way. I don't know where gas, oil, where that's going to go. I mean, so I'm hoping not too much or, you know, barring any major issues there. But so that would leave us at that 56. So we have 29.5 budgeted for those repairs. So we can use these monies here to cover those expenses. Plus, you know, we're only going to need to borrow, you know, 25,000-26,000 of that 43. So there's still monies there that we can take and put towards future street projects. Or we can take some of them monies if you want to lower it than the, you know, the 5.14% I have there. So that's another option too. And just to, you know,
what did you raise it last week?
5%. So we've gone, I think like 5 the last couple years. Yeah. So in 16 we went 5, 17 we went 5. You know, and I don't believe in zero because we have street projects that are coming down the line. And if we want to stick with, you know, kind of the policy of paying for mill and overlay, you know, where we don't have to go into bonding and, you know, adding how much in interest to these projects.
Well, I don't want to be what he was just saying about Norway. I don't want to get in a situation like that.
No.
You can't touch something for 10 years.
Well, if we went ahead with a bunch of dummies and went and jumped into this plan out here with this development and stuff, yeah, we would have been just like Norway.
Yeah.
But no, we're not going to stick our neck out in the thing said.
You know, like I said, so you can see here, here's the monies that show, you know, shows the health of the city is what I like to consider. And one thing that, like I said, to consider, we got city maintenance, which I'd say that 80,000, we should do an end of the year transfer of 80,000 from the general into the savings fund. One, it collects some interest. Two, it gets dedicated for future street repairs. Because what we have now, I'm just going to show you that, put that together here quick. I have that detailed to show you. So now this is above and beyond. So roughly at the end of this year, you know, because we got to move our, you know, small cities assistance program, those monies will transfer out into for future street funds too. So we're going to have 167,842. You know, this is projected end of 18. Plus, what you'd have to add to that is that $80,000. So we're up to about almost $250,000 that we've set aside. And then you got to remember, you take into account, depending when we do that, probably 19. You have another year of what, hopefully you keep LGA. That's another $75,000.
Fingers crossed.
Right.
What has to happen next year?
You know, I mean, we'll reevaluate. Right now on the docket is Railroad and Sheely. Them whole streets. Rad's bad too. And Jacob. Them are priority streets that we're looking at.
And really four or five oldest streets, if you want to tie Sheely and Railroad together as one. It would be them, that street, Jacob here, Maria and Brad.
And Brad.
They're your five oldest streets right now on top.
Okay. Yeah.
All neat.
Yeah.
They're not, I mean, it's not crucial, not like Central. We got that taken care of. I mean, it's not alligated where when it rains and stuff, the water's going down
right
your subbase and screw everything up. The water's still shedding off.
And that's the main thing where we want to be able to just mill and do the simple mill and overlay versus we don't want to have to do reshaping. You let roads go too long, wreck that base, you start getting sinking and you got filling and reshaping and now you're jacking up that. Now you're getting into partial recon versus, you know, just your simple mill and overlay. So, I mean, there's a method to the madness here. You know, moving the monies around, there's a reason why we're doing it, because there are future projects. You know, a lot of that money is allocated for that. But then there are monies, like I said, you know, if you look at where we're sitting reserve-wise, you know, like I said, if we're in agreement to take that 10 out, we're still going to be at around 100,000 in equipment replacement. As far as I know, there's not too much down the line as far as equipment that's going to need immediate replacement, other than what me and Greg have talked about today is the one tons getting there. You know, so if you want to look at like major, I'm talking major equipment.
Did that one pump get fixed or water?
No, and I'll go into the water sewer here a little bit, but I just wanted to cover the general fund now. You know, like I said, then there's still like maintenance type items. There's 76,000 in there. We'll be moving LGA and all those monies into the, you know, seal street repairs item here. There's 18,000 for community center addition. That's something too, you know, if we want to continue with that. Handicap bathrooms, 10,000. Water tower, 39,360, you know, and then another 20,000 next year. So. And then interest, which can be divvied up however, but then this also breaks down to in the fire equipment CD what the money is there for too, for their items. So that's kind of the gist of the general fund. Any questions, concerns, or other items other than the water and sewer that you want to look at adding?
On the fire truck replacement, that's what we got for the new fire truck. That's what we got.
That's what we projected, you know, the budget year end balance of. Here, kind of, let's break it down a little bit. So that's where we'll be at about 100,000.
What's that fire department CD? What is that?
That's all that what's in there right there, the 119.
Yeah.
And then this shows you where it's allocated. So, you know, really you have about 110, because I'd say you could use the interest.
Yeah.
towards that. I mean, use interest to, so you don't have to pay interest. Concept.
Do we have anything that says site has some broken record on this, but for that, that roof going there, that leaks, that tin roof, do we have any?
We have $30,000 in the budget for the park. Lion shelter, correct, yes. So we have $30,000 in the budget, built into the budget right now already.
Oh, wow.
For that.
Wow, okay, so that's all in there.
So that's in there. So the items we have in there, you know, is the extended warranty that we do every year. You know, the street repairs, which we discussed, were a bit of a shortfall, but we'd be looking at using, you know, reserve monies to make up for that. $30,000 for the lion shelter. The park lighting, we have $8,000 in there now, but like I said, I suggested reducing that by $5,500. And just getting the memorial done, then next year do another one and another, each year do something. Because I just think the payback will show in a year or two for the memorial, because the hours it's on and the juice that takes. Yeah. Or the other areas we've talked about, they're not as big as users. We have $10,000 in there for hall floors. We have $11,500 into the budget for the hall steps front and back. $2,000 in there for more chairs.
And all that does is, if we do all these, we take the $10,000 out of the fund, we reduce the LED lighting conversation by $5,500, and
then reduce the monies going out to the savings account by two, because we already have five going in there for future capital. We had added two for the mower, but I think we can cover that in the five each year, you know, for items. And like I said, that account's healthy.
Yeah, it puts us 5.1% increase.
Yeah, 5.14 is where we would be at. It's been pretty quiet, as well, as you can see. And the big telling is like the 12th. You know, because that's when we have to allow the public to comment on the budget.
That will have a public hearing.
Yeah, so it's built into our regular meeting. So like if you look at your tax statement, it'll tell you when the hearing is for.
Yeah, that's the 12th?
Yep.
Up there?
Yep. So same as a council meeting.
I don't know, 30%.
Yeah, and that's valuation though.
Yeah, that's proposed.
Yeah, which that's another subject. So that will be dealt with in March. Did your taxes go up 30% or your valuation of your market value went up 30%?
Market valuation of your house.
Yeah.
So mine went up 30.
Mine went down in the house.
34.
Mine went down in the house, a little shop, and went 30%. I don't even like that.
Yeah. So on average, what I found out from the assessor is about 25% increase across the board for Hamburg, is what I was told. And that was due to the last 12 months sales of homes.
That's just the valuation, never was like that much.
And that gets set by.
That's the biggest I've ever seen Hamburg jump, to be honest.
That gets set by the way the homes have sold, right?
Yeah, in the last 12 months, yeah, that's what they look at.
Last spring, everything went good for the end.
Oh man, maybe I had something to do with it.
Too much.
Now, 2 years ago, one of the former council members came up before the council because I forget what years it was. I want to say, I think it was 09, 10, and 11. I don't think we raised combined. Those
combined,
years,
it was
like 3%.
Yeah, it was very minimal.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And so then in 16, or well, for in 15, some people came up and said, we need to raise rates, so we're not raising them like Norwood's been raising them. Because like I say, part of the reaction the council had at that time to what was going on in the economy was, okay, well, people are losing their jobs and things of that nature. You know, do we really want to hit them with 4% or 5% increases when the fact that they don't have a job or may not have a job? But then that kind of snuck up on the council as a whole after that, because now this, if we do 5%, this will be the third year in a row that we've done 5%. But if we're looking at always going between 2% and 3%, then I don't think, barring a major thing, we probably wouldn't have to hit this number again for a while.
Well, it'd be different if we were good for 20 years, but who's ever good for 20 years, you know, for future capital?
That's not like you can't show people where this is going.
Right. I mean, I can simply say, okay, our next street project estimated to cost $300,000.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's going to. So we need to have those monies.
We'll just add another street and then we'll.
You know, and unfortunately, we all know nothing goes down in price.
No.
No.
That's the only thing I know for sure.
Yeah, and once, you know, we're done with any, with the exception of maybe the flooring up at the hall, after the flooring's up at the hall, really any major expenses are done, should be done for right there.
That thing should be good, unless we look at the basement.
Right. But if this patch works here, then we shouldn't have to worry about this roof.
Right.
You know, for a long time. And if we're able to fix the Lions Park, shouldn't, for all of us, we shouldn't have to worry about it for our time that we're gonna be in town, so.
Yeah, and we've already done the open shelter. We did that. None of us should have to worry about that because we put 50-year shingles on there. You know, did the metal shingles. We spent the money so we didn't have.
That might be the answer to that other shed.
Very possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let some pile it down and put them tin shingles on.
And if we go with that, the front stairs that we're talking about going.
I mean, you should get 20, 30 years out of the maintenance free stuff too, you would think so. I mean, the big thing, I think the key here is to get across to the residents, you know, and the taxpayers is that we're looking at today, but we're also looking at the future. So like I think everybody's in agreement and has already kind of said it. You don't want to all of a sudden get hit with a 15% increase. And that's kind of a kick in the shorts when you all of a sudden get that, you know, them double digit increases, they hurt.
This is what I was leading, I didn't quite get the whole story, but we don't want to wind up like the state of Minnesota with the year. What's happening now to them,
it's only $158 million.
You know, and the good thing is too, is you can tell residents, you know, if gosh forbid the economy or, you know, would take that turn again, we have reserves to hold us in those times too. So, and that's the reason why to have reserves. So when times are tough, that you're still able to stay afloat.
Yeah, salt it away when you can, because hard times fall, then you
Oh, yeah.
back a little bit.
Yeah.
Quite as bad then anyway.
You know, so that would be the general fund. The other thing I wanted to get into is, you know, water, your utilities, our enterprise fund. So basically, we'd be looking at our water, sewer, and storm. So the only real thing, big thing that is an unknown for us right now, is well number two with the water fund. So what we're sitting here is I have $6,500 in there for new pump, but it could be anywhere from that 6,000 range to 20,000. We don't know until we get that pump pulled. Knock on wood, hope that you know, the casing's good. You know, once again, there it's a unseen item because it's underground. We're not gonna know until we dig into it. Yes, correct. I mean, it's only pumping at about a third of the capacity it should be. Should be pumping at 150 gallons per minute. It's pumping at upper 40s.
We're not getting any sand or nothing like that?
No, not that I'm aware of. No. And like they say, it's usually a couple of things. Hole in the casing. Or, you know, just the pump's bad. Or there could be something in the pump that's not allowing it to produce it to capacity, or we're not going to know until we have someone come out and pull that. You know, so that's kind of a tough one. The other thing I would have for the water fund, just to kind of highlight it here, is, you know, we have 8,000 in there for meters and that. Greg did an exceptional job of getting, you know, we only have about 3 or 4 new meters inside, but we have about 60 of them that are the radio read outside. And it's been a beautiful thing already because we already had a resident that used 70,000 gallons.
What?
We were like, we double checked it. Me and Greg double checked it. So then I went over there and me and Greg were like, okay, let's see if we can figure this out, how to pull the information off here. Cause we were like, is it the meter or is it the outside? The beautiful thing, it's just the outside reader. So that keeps track. That's what keeps track of the usage. So we're able to find that. So now we have that printout. They come in and say, you tell me how I can go. Here's your 4 pages. This will show you by hour your usage. 74,000. We found out they had a garden hose on. Outside garden hose.
Well, they found left on. Drink?
Forget it.
I think so.
Whoa.
But yeah, so you know, so Greg marked about 60 of them outside and a few inside, and you know.
But what he's got on there now, is everything pretty much been in compliance with what was there? I mean, just for usage?
Hard to tell right now because we need to replace the actual meter, and we've only replaced like 3 or 4 of them. So until he gets in depth, actually replacing out the meter,
right,
or versus just putting the audio read outside, that's when we'll get into knowing, you know.
When we were discussing those new meters and that, 2 years ago, was it? Or, yeah, 2 years ago. And the person was showing us the inaccuracies of our current meters. There could be some, there probably will, I shouldn't say there could be, there's probably going to be some water bills that people are going to say, I use how much water?
How could I go from 3 to now I'm using 4? Yeah. You know, there's going to be some of them incidents.
Because
instances.
How old these meters are, how poorly they read written. Which hopefully should, in that water report, should shrink the seepage that we have in there, what we can't account for.
I'm hoping. Otherwise, I'm almost at my last straw and trying to figure out what the difference is in what we're billing versus we're pumping. We've been off by about 20%. I just can't figure out. To me, I've just got it down. It's got to be old meters.
And that's within the tolerance of those old meters versus the new meters, according to the
person.
Yeah. Lower than that.
On average, it's about 20.
Really?
Yeah. So that would be something, too, if we want to add for meter. I think it was, I think I have that on the wish list, don't I? The amount, 250, is it? About. All right, so then the other thing we've talked about that isn't in the budget here for water is we've talked about the lead issue we had. A couple things with the high lead. We are retesting that, waiting for them results. And then we talked about adding polyphosphates to add the line. Well, I talked with our engineer, and he says we may want to do like some type of corrosion testing first to make sure we're using the right chemical, depending on our water quality, what's in our water. So he says there's way more chemicals other than polyphosphate, so you want to kind of match your system up to, you know, what your water quality is, what's causing that, to what will work best, what will be most effective for coating them pipes. But in talking with him, Greg looked, it's about $500 for a pump, about $300 for a container, and the chemicals would be about $2,500 a year. And we're not the only ones dealing with this. Arlington's dealing with it right now too, and I believe City of New Auburn too. So there's various other towns that are
things to go with that, because at least the people are looking and saying, at least we're doing something about it, trying to do something about it. If we just do nothing, we're just not caring about it.
You know, so my thing would be is we add, like you see there, add 3,500. $3,500 in there for that, for the repairs and maintenance. Actually, it's about, let's say it's going to be about $1,000 for, you know, kind of one-time setup, and then supplies and parts, we're probably going to have to add $2,500 there. And our engineer figured it wouldn't cost any more than that, shouldn't cost any more than $2,500, maybe less than that. So like I said, really our big unknown, which we may just, you know, we need the water. Like you said, as you can see here, you know, we're at about 102,000 in the fund. We may need to use reserves for them repairs for well number two. Unless the council feels they want to up that. So like I said, right now I have about 6,500. In there for that pump.
That should cover that pump, shouldn't it? Not that something else happened.
Just, yeah, that's the problem. And then reevaluate next year where we are cash flow wise for setting, you know, rates for 2019.
Yeah, I can't see sticking another, then all of a sudden it turns out to be a simple fix or something, like a dollar or something.
Yeah, it could be just pull the pump and something stuck in there, or, you know, who knows, but yet it could be. My guess, to be honest, I feel we're going to have to replace the pump. Because the problem we had is you're lucky in that pump's 12, 13 years old. That well number two, the pumps years ago weren't alternating. I don't know why our former maintenance just had them on well two all the time.
Yeah.
So I was doing most of the work.
Yeah.
So that would explain why that pump wore out too.
Yeah.
So just kind of taking into consideration the situation we have there, I would say the pumps just wore out.
Are they going to use your motor or a new motor too?
That'd be a new pump.
Just a pump. Motor.
I'd say put a new pump in. I don't think it pays to rebuild a 12-year-old pump.
That way you'd have a motor on hand.
That's used daily.
Just as much rebuilding it stuck into it.
Right.
Right. That way you know you got a good one.
Right. Because the other thing you got to remember, you don't want a reconditioned or pump when the other pump's that age too. You know, you're looking 12, 13 years out of pump and that's in well three.
As soon as you don't have the water pressure, then people are going to start calling. They're going to call you everything under the sun. But when the bill comes in, they're going to call you. They call you more and all of it.
Yeah.
And then they went to lose the pattern for here.
Yeah. You know, so there, I have a spreadsheet that kind of computes to see where we're at then. So here's our, you know, sorry, I jumped ahead, but as far as sewer, I mean, we're sitting well. I don't see the reason. As you can see, the sewer fund, there's $300,000 in that sewer fund. When you compute and figure everything in, the big one here, you see the 18.8. Well, 15 of that is the continued I&I program next year, which we plan on starting. I've talked to Justin about that, starting that right away next year after the holidays. We figured we'd wait till after the holidays. They said they were ready to go now, and I said, I just don't know about scheduling over the holidays. That could be a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Plus, they want full days, not one here, one day here, one here. They want to be able to come in and do it in a day or two. So we both agreed we thought after the holidays would be best. So that's the big increase there in the sewer fund. like I said, there, then, you know, with our debt and everything, we're showing a decrease of 11,000, but I think the, as you can see, the sewer fund can absorb that.
Yep.
That way, minimizing the rate increases. Stormwater, same thing, keep rates the same, bring in projected income of 7150 roughly. No real major expenses when you figure in, you know, the transfer and everything. We're about, you know, 3/4 to the good. So we're good there with our current rates. So the big thing is water, which it always seems to be, unfortunately. And I know the rates are up there, but, you know, we have bills to pay. So then you can see with our debt and everything, the 167, that's where we're at. And where we're at right now. So, gosh, to break even, let's see if I just punch this in, it'll tell me the numbers. We almost got to have a 5, maybe 4.5, let's try. So yeah, about a 4.75, because then you can see we have projected water expenses for 2018 are 167,466. We increase rates 4.75% across the board. Not capital improvement there, but just the monthly fee and the per thousand. Figuring everything in there, then, you know, then we'd calculate enough revenues to be about $300-$400 ahead. And as you can see, the other ones are unchanged. Sewer revenues are about 69. And like I said, we said 11,000 because we're looking at about 80,000 expenses. Mm-hmm. Stormwater, we're looking at about 73. And as you can see, we're bringing in about almost 77.
Any thoughts?
And actually, we've gained 2 more units. So I have to factor that in now that I think about that. The 2 townhome units. Mm-hmm. Won't be much of a change, but it's a little something extra. Right. Yeah, so let me get there. Then you'd be at 1058. So then if we look at overall, I always like to do this, and this is kind of high, 5,000. I mean, you're talking a family of 5 probably. That's using, you know, 5,000 gallons a month. So your water, your increase, you know, is going to be $3.42 on each month.
Also, any thoughts, additions, subtractions?
Like you said, you got bills to pay, and you know, things that come up when you want to do
it. Yeah. Cool, I mean, the biggest hurt was when you look at, I mean, it's very simple math, is $1.2 million in improvements for 215 users.
Yeah.
You do the simple math there, that's where your water rates are, where they're at.
Yeah, I remember when I moved to town about 15 years ago, we paid our water bill once a quarter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. It was.
That was every month.
And then probably
paid
about
more every month than I paid once a quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, back when I was on the council, I wanted to see if something like this started, you know, to put money away. And I'm thinking now we probably could have $500,000 or $300,000-$400,000 at least to put towards a new water tower. The rest of the council, I fought with them and fought with them, and they didn't want to hear nothing about, we can't do that to people. Sooner or later, we've got to do something. It's going, you know, but nobody wanted that. They didn't see the future.
You're either going to have to grow, or you're going to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one or the other.
Right.
The system ages every year, and if we don't do something like this, put $8 away, whatever dollars away.
It wears out if 10 people use it or if 100 people use it. It's a lot easier to repair if there's 100 people putting the cost instead of 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and the biggest factor too is people don't think about it. Because you don't think about, you go to the fridge, you get your water, right? It's there, right? You don't think of what all goes into getting that water there. And not only the quality of it. And also the EPA regulations, Department of Health regulations, they all change each year. Yeah. You know, and like you say, your water doesn't, I mean, people need to understand the whole system too. It's rainwater that trickles down into wells below the ground. Some of it gets naturally filtered, some of it doesn't. Sometimes it brings chemicals with it and puts it into your water supply and you're like, ew, we don't have that chemical to take that out.
And the other part too, we're on the western edge of the Metropolitan Council reach, so
right.
There's some parameters that we have to do that we wouldn't have to do if we were just one stone over.
Yeah, yeah. One mile that way and, yeah.
Last meeting we were at, they did say the northern part of Minneapolis, the metro area, we don't get nothing up there. It's all southern, or the east or west, they get it. Well, if the north don't get it, we don't get it. Who the hell is getting this money? Where's it going, you know?
That League of Minnesota Cities meeting is what he was referring to.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. You could tell the cities that were inside the ring and the cities that were outside the ring,
yeah.
As far as 494, 694.
Yeah.
Cities that are outside the ring were complaining about not getting money or being phased out of certain grants because of certain numbers that get calculated, one of them being transportation. Well, most of them outside the ring don't have the same type of transportation systems as inside the ring does. So they get booted from a lot of projects.
Mm-hmm.
He does that because their points are high enough. But yet it's something that they need.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, any changes? Do we want to go with this? And then we can have the public yell at us on the 12th, and then we'll take a final decision
on the 12th. Yeah, I think there's enough justification for all of this where no one can intelligently argue otherwise. In my opinion.
Yeah, we're addressing for the future because we know the projects we have. Big, we obviously know Big One's water tower, but also it's streets.
Yeah.
It's just one thing I love about the city of Hamburg. I mean, they have good streets. I mean, it's not like we're not providing services here.
No.
And they're not free. Obviously, everybody wants more for less, but it fortunately don't work that way. And if anybody figures out how to do that, we're more than welcome for them to come up here and tell us.
It's not like we're building a new council chamber.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean,
there's justification for all.
I think we've done a good job, you know, hands out to the fire department for moving up to the loft and taking care of some of the office situation, so I think we've resolved that for quite a long time. There's been sacrifices made and things have gotten done. There's been progress. We're showing progress. Hence, that's why anybody 12, and not even then. You know, the budget meetings are more for us versus the public comment, but the council meetings, they can come any time throughout the year, and it's help for the public to say, you know, the one thing I've gotten is I've gotten a few people saying Brad Street needs to be a priority. And I agree, it's bumpy, but it's not alligatored. You know, I mean, would you back me on that, Scott, right? I mean, you have other streets that, you know, when you get that alligator going and that cracking up everywhere, that's when that water seeps in and then you got problems.
You're asking for a lot of trouble. No. Is that what's going on over here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why each spring I'll drive the streets with the engineer when he's in the area, and you know, even Scotty's good at that. It's helpful to have Scotty on. He knows that. Brad's also very good. He'll say, let's go. And we'll look at areas for patching, and then at that time, we'll say, Brad will say, that's gotta be priority. And it's beneficial to have guys like that. So we're not just, you know, drawing things out of a hat here.
And this one, like the river being in front of my place at Maria, that was done in 1988. I did it in the fall of, '87. I dug it at winter. It laid gravel all winter. No curb, just gravel. And then we put curb in the spring and blacktopped it in the summer. And you look at them roads, that's gonna be 30 years.
Okay.
Next year.
I think with the maintenance that the city does, we.
The street is used around 20.
Yeah, we tend to get 30 years out of the roads versus 20.
So we're getting our money's worth out of it.
I think even, what's your deal? Kim. Like Kim, wasn't that almost, that was 30 some years before we milled and overlaid that, the life of that. So, but like I say, you got to take care of them.
Yeah.
You got to watch them.
Like I said, Maria next year will be, that will be 30 years.
30 years.
If we go, it'll be whatever. But I mean, it's not in that bad of shape yet.
And
I looked at it the other day when I drove before the snow and that, and I came home and I just drove over it once. And there's some spots that are starting to alligate a little bit and show a little bit of.
Maybe next year we can hit with some patching.
Yeah.
To minimize the spread of that.
Definitely, we don't want to spend money on seal coating any of them because they're way beyond that. I mean, that's not going to help.
You know, unfortunately, Brad Street's just got beat up so bad because of all the construction on it. And when we did that tunnel boring for the storm and the sanitary, that kind of.
A lot of heavy
equipment on that street. But if you look at it, it's all patched, but it's not as bad as the other streets you drive for the, you know, that are all alligator. And there are some bumps and it is a bit rough.
Just try slower.
Yeah. I guess that's our way of slowing people down.
That street, there's nothing been done with that for.
I think that was 87, 88 too, wasn't it?
Oh, before that. That's older than 30 years.
Yeah, so.
That's what took a little more of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But there again, too, it's not in that bad of shape. Or, I mean, the tile line, the street is tiled and everything already, so all the roof's got to be as normal as. Because now everything is settled into place already for 12 years. And you can see there's three major cracks across that road, and I can take you out there and show you where each section has changed, and that's where the cracks are.
There's maybe one or two settle spots, but that's easy fix.
Wasn't there something, Justin's that time, that was the behind the ribbon or something, house, where the house is there?
It could have been the stubs for water and sewer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when we do that, we always talk about a spur from here to the water truck. And that would be Don Jacob.
Yeah, to loop them. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We talked about that. So before we do that, we have to.
Yeah. Looping the water mains, yeah.
I don't know how it goes now, but I think it comes from the water truck or that way.
The alley. Through the alley.
Through the alley, all the way down to the feeding lot, I believe.
Yeah.
And I think that's only a 4-inch main.
I know there are some fours. I know there are. And not many, though.
Even if the water tower don't go there, at least it will,
So I don't know what council's thoughts are, but I mean, it's tough because you don't want to raise rates too much. I mean, we have 8,000 in there for equipment improvements, and that's for water meters. One of the things Greg had said, he'd be willing if up that he'd make sure they got in. That'd be about the only other thing I would have for discussion for tonight. Unless there's anything the council thinks we're missing, we need to add, or the wish list that, and of course, none of us can predict the future or know what's going to entail. It's just, it's an educated guess.
By the time, if you would really move along there, and you know that $8,000 budget would be far into the year, kind of see, can we address it again at that time and maybe move some money or only get something there?
Yeah, if there's that possibilities, yeah, definitely. We have done that before.
Just kind of see what you're going to do with us.
It's a possibility, yeah. I mean, because the other thing that may not be good to add that, because who knows what that pump's going to be here too. Could be more or less. I mean, that's our biggest unknown, I think, for that we know about, that we're aware of.
Well, the other thing too is that we start seeing dividends from those new ones. That
go yeah, and up. Revenues are up.
And revenues start going up. And that means some of that reserve that we have there, we can tap into that reserve and go that route too.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're seeing a spike of 25% of revenue.
If we see that, we definitely want to be taking that money and invest it in the new meters.
Yeah,
turn that 25 into 45, right?
Yeah, that'd be good incentive.
So, but other than that, that's all I got. I mean, if everybody's okay with it, I'll make these changes.
Anything else, Council?
No, I like it.
That looks good to me.
Let's get her done. Then I look for a motion to adjourn if you have anything else. Moving seconded to adjourn the budget meeting at 7:51. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.